Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name's Lee.
And mine is Peter.
And we're playing you some of our favorite stories that were written by kids and then adapted into radio plays.
These are those radio plays.
Adapted from kids' stories.
Actually, it's one. This episode, it's only one of them.
Oh, well, that's every episode.
That's true. So nothing's different.
Except for the specific story we're doing.
And today's story was written by a then fourth grader from Colorado Springs, Colorado. His name is Zeke Williams, and Zeke's story is called William Woods.
Peter, Zeke's story is awesome. I would love to read you the original story he sent in to us before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation.
Well, get on with it!
Here it is, William Woods. William Woods is a really good golfer. He always makes hole-in-ones, even on par fives. He is 17 years old, but he looks 18. He is a black kid, and he has brown hair. He always uses woods. He doesn't like autographs, irons, wedges, putters, or fans. The only thing he likes is himself. When it was his first time at the golf course when he was one, he hit a 2 on a par 5. He hit a 1 on everything else! When he was in his house, he had this 10 feet high net, and he hit 10 feet over each time, even really close up. He started out good, but he got better and better each time he played or practiced. Then he was so good that he was perfect, and all he played with were woods and bags. The end.
He's a 17-year-old, but he looks 18?
That's right.
You know, I'm a 17-year-old, but I look 33.
I would say you look way older than that. All right, let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Zeke Williams' story. Here it is, William Woods.
Golf tonight, golf tonight, golf tonight.
Welcome back to Golf Tonight and to what's sure to be an historic conclusion to the 2015 Masters Tournament here at Augusta National Golf Club. I'm Jack Quarterson.
And I'm John Monthly. Now approaching the 17th tee is young William Woods, who is on the verge of taking home that coveted green jacket, along with an Augusta course record.
That's right, John. He has thus far hit a hole-in-one on every single hole of this entire tournament.
Jack, I still can't believe it.
Me neither, John. Let's watch.
He checks the wind.
His caddy hands him a wood.
He lines up the shot, and...
Oh, John, that looks good!
Oh, oh,
it's heading straight down the fairway. It's towards the green, and... It's in the hole!
William Woods' 17th straight hole in one.
William Woods is a really good golfer.
He always makes hole in one,
even on par fives.
And if that wasn't enough, he is 17 years old, but he looks 18.
I can't believe he's not 18, Jack.
As young Mr. Woods makes his way to the 18th tee, we take a look back to a recent interview with our very own Empty Mickelson.
Golf tonight!
William Woods, thank you for talking with me today. Let's get right into it. What don't you like?
Well, I don't like autographs, irons, wedges, putters, and fans.
William, I couldn't help but notice that three of those things are kinds of golf clubs. Yeah. How can you be a golfer if you don't like irons, wedges, and putters?
Because I always use woods.
I see. You also mentioned that you don't like autographs and fans. Mm-mm. Why is that?
Oh my gosh, you guys, look! It's William Woods!
Hello, MJ!
William, we are your biggest fans.
Like your biggest fans.
Can I get your autograph?
Me through.
No! You can't.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Sorry to disturb you. We'll find our own way out.
William, do you ever practice?
Well, when I am in my house, I have this 10 feet high net, and I hit 10 feet over each time, even really close up.
Oh, impressive. William, last question. What do you like?
The only thing I like is myself.
I wish I could say the same about myself. William Woods, thanks for talking.
Bye.
Golf tonight! Oh, golf, golf, golf tonight!
Such confidence, such bravado.
You gotta wonder, John, has he always been this good?
That is a great question, Jack, and to answer that, we go now to Mickey Left, who is in the gallery with William's coach. Mickey?
Golf, golf! It's golf!
Thanks, John. Coach, tell us, was William Woods always perfect?
No, he started out good, but he got better and better each time he played or practiced. Then he was so good that he was perfect, and he played, all he played with were woods and bags.
Astounding. Can you tell us about the first time he played?
When it was his first time at the golf course, when he was one, he hit a two on a par five.
He was only 1 year old?
Yeah, but he looked two.
Wow. And he hit a two on a par five?
Yes, sir. But after that, he hit a one on everything else.
Well, we'll see if he can do it one more time today. Back to you, Jack.
Oh, it's golf!
Thanks, Mickey. We go now to the 18th tee, where William Woods is preparing to swing his way into history. Let's watch.
William takes his wood.
He lines up his shot.
The crowd gets quiet.
The backswing. And?
William, can I have your autograph?
What is this? A crazy fan has run out into the fairway in front of William.
Please sign my golf bag.
Oh, oh, and the ball has ricocheted off the annoying fan's face.
William, sign my putter.
Oh, the ball still in flight has ricocheted off a second fan.
Sign my face. Ow, my face!
And off of a third crazy fan's face, this ball has sailed nearly straight up into the air. There's no way it's going to find the green now.
Come on!
Whoop, not so fast, Jack. That ball has some serious top spin as it comes down. It just might go all the way, too.
Do you believe in miracles? William Woods has just completed a perfect game of golf.
He is a really good golfer.
We go now to the 18th hole to have one final word with the champion.
Oh, golf, 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 golf tonight!
William Woods, you are 17 years old, but you look 18. You don't like autographs, irons, wedges, putters, or fans.
Mm-mm.
All you play with are woods and bags, and now you're a Masters champion.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like this feeling?
I don't.
What? Why not?
Because I only like myself.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, there you have it. Back to you, Jack.
Amazing! The only thing he likes is himself.
I wish I could say the same.
So say we all.
So say we all.
Thanks to all of you out there in TV land. You've been watching the 2015 Masters here on Golf Tonight.
Golf Tonight, Golf Tonight, Golf Tonight!
Ow.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Zeke.
Hi, Story Pirates.
Hey, Zeke, how are you?
Good.
How's your day so far?
Good.
Where are you calling me from?
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Whoa, Colorado Springs, Colorado. How how's Colorado today?
Good.
Is it cold?
A little.
How do you like Colorado Springs?
I like it.
What do you do? What does one do in Colorado Springs? Like, what do you guys do for fun?
We go hiking.
Nice.
And biking.
Lots of outdoor stuff?
Yeah.
Do you go skiing or snowboarding or something?
Not really.
So just hiking and biking?
Mostly.
Awesome. How old are you, Zeke?
I'm 9.
And what grade are you in?
4th.
Awesome. How's 4th grade?
Good.
What's your favorite thing about 4th grade?
My language arts teacher.
Oh, yeah? What's the name of your teacher?
Mrs. Leffler.
Mrs. Leffler, and why do you like her?
She does fun activities for us.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. Can you give me, I'm just curious, what's like an example of a fun activity that she does?
Gold mining.
Gold mining? That sounds fun and lucrative. What does that mean? How do you gold mine?
So she puts a bunch of rice and beans and stuff in sand.
So then you have to like sift through the sand?
Yeah.
And find the rice and beans?
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you get to eat the rice and beans afterwards?
No.
That's what I would do. But then it'd be covered in sand, and so I'd probably cough. Zeke, can I ask you some questions about your story?
Sure.
So your story was called William Woods, right?
Yep.
It was about a famous golfer?
Yes, sir.
Do you like to golf?
Yes, sir.
How often do you golf?
We do it about once a week.
Who do you go with?
Sometimes I go with my dad, but usually we take golf lessons.
Oh, cool. I've never played golf before. I went to a driving range once, but I've never really played golf. So, like, could you give me some tips? Like, what would you say to someone who's never played golf? If I was about to play this afternoon and you could give me a tip about how to play better, what would you say?
Make sure that your club is the right size for you.
And how do I tell?
Maybe go to a fitting place.
Okay, cool. The other thing I know about golf is, like, if you want, you can wear crazy clothes, right?
Not really.
Why not?
Because golf is kind of like a really nice clothes kind of sport.
Oh, okay. See, I always, whenever I imagine golfers, I think I imagine, like, the Three Stooges wearing, like, plaid hats and stuff. Do you ever see people that look like that?
No.
I'm acting a little bit crazy, sorry.
It's okay.
So, how did you get the idea for your story?
Well, I just used my last name and erased the Est and Tiger Woods' last name.
Oh, nice. Is he your favorite golfer?
Yeah.
He's not playing that great right now, right?
No, not really. He had back surgery last year.
If you could give him one tip about his playing, what would you tell him?
I have no idea.
Because he's sort of the greatest golfer in the world, right?
He used to be.
Not anymore. Who is now?
I think Rory McIlroy.
I have no idea who that is, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay.
So in your story, William Woods is like, he sort of like hates his fans, right?
Yeah.
What inspired you to write that about William?
It just came to my head, I guess.
Do you feel like most golfers hate their fans?
No. I wanted him to be a little unique, and that's the first unique idea that came to me.
You know what? That's really funny because that's sometimes we call that a comic opposite, where you take a character and you make them act in a way that is totally opposite from the way that kind of person would usually act. So it sounds like you're a natural comedian. Do you write a lot of stories?
I try my best.
Cool. Do you have any advice for any kids out there that are trying to write their own story?
I think they should make them as funny as they can and as interesting as they can.
And what was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
I was super excited that my story got picked.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, sir.
How many?
2 sisters and 1 brother.
What? And where are you in terms of birth order?
I'm first, my brother is second, my one sister is third, and my other sister is 4th.
So you're the oldest?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever take them golfing?
Yes, sir.
And who's the best golfer?
Usually my dad.
Fair enough. So I've never golfed before. If I golfed with you tomorrow, you'd probably beat me pretty bad, huh?
Compared to my skill, I think you would actually be pretty good.
What? Why do you say that?
My record is only like 83 yards.
That sounds like a lot of yards to me.
Well, thank you.
Zeke, I liked your story so much. I thought it was so funny and so interesting.
Me too.
And I feel like now I know a lot more about golf, and I sort of want to play.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Mostly I just want to drive the golf cart. Does your dad ever let you drive the golf cart?
Yeah.
Yes! That sounds like an awesome dad.
He is an awesome dad.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. Well, thanks for talking to me today, Zeke.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Zeke. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with our kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. Coming up this spring, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in South Orange, New Jersey on May 14th, Boston, Massachusetts at the Hubbub Book Fair on June 4th, and this summer at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grownups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.